Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Josh Pell, get situated here on our feed. And before we talk football and baseball with him, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie. You're online at caneswear.com. Josh is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is a play-by-play broadcaster for the NFL on Sports USA. He will be on the call a couple Sundays from now, the October 5th game, Ravens-Texans in Baltimore. But first, Josh, can't believe we're doing this on September 22nd. And you've said all season long, something about
There's
these
something
Marlins.
About this team.
Something about these Marlins, but are they actually in a position where they could be a wild card team, or so many things would have to happen over the next few games that it's not realistic? And I'm not taking away from what a remarkable season this has been, because we'll talk about that in a second. Is there any actual possibility? I know mathematically they're not eliminated yet. Is there any actual possibility that they're going to be a wild card team?
It does help that they have the Mets to finish the season 3 games at home. Not the first time in these two franchises' history that it's come down to the final weekend. Very famously, the Marlins like ruined the end of Shea Stadium by finishing off the Mets' collapse. I think it was 06 or 07, I want to say. So there's a history coming down to the wire between the Mets and the Marlins. But they're 4 games back right now of the Mets and Reds, who are tied for that final spot. And they'd also have to jump the Diamondbacks, the Giants, and the Cardinals. St. Louis is tied with them 4 games back. The Giants are 3 games back, and the Diamondbacks are 1 game back. So they do need a lot of help, but they are certainly doing their own jobs. They're taking care of their own end of the bargain. Is that the phrase that I'm holding up? No. Their end of the bargain. You know what I'm trying to say.
Their own end of the bargain.
Sorry, I got some tacos like lodged in my... in like the roof of my mouth, and it's
Bell's the guy who goes for hibachi at 12 in the afternoon, so
good.
Certainly not the guy to be talking about snacks.
Sorry, Crowder, they're 11-3 their last 14 games. They won 6 in a row, all on the road. They're doing with this without Kyle Stowers, who's been out
and
for
Mervis.
A month and a half, 2 months. Well, I'm glad you brought up Matt Mervis, because shortly after that, they finally gave Troy Johnston a chance. He's a lefty hitting first baseman, can play left field, can play right field. He's hitting .364 over his last 7 games with 3 home runs. And in the absence of Kyle Stowers, Johnston coming on and playing well has certainly given a boost to this lineup that, unfortunately,
well, they let him bat against righties. They let him bat against lefties.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. I wish Mervis would have gotten that chance. I wish Mervis would have gotten that chance.
Josh, are they like for us to be talking about them right now? Are they patting themselves on the back in the in the offices of like we did it. We're almost there.
The unfortunate thing is like there are a couple of stretches during this season where you could point to, man, like if we you look back, did we, if we really lost that game on May 23rd, like we could be in a really good position where they, remember they went on the road right after they got to 500 and collapsed. Basically they blew a lot of games late, a lot of close games that they were in that ended up getting out of hand. And you just think back, if maybe like one or two of those go differently, how much more positive we'd feel about them right now going into this stretch. But I mean, look, we've talked about it before when we bring up the Marlins, when they were going through that hot stretch in July. We were talking on here before the season about how this was going to be a historically bad team. They were going to be as bad as the Rockies are this year, as the White Sox were last year, as and have seasons that have been as bad as the Marlins have had since Jeter took over, and obviously he's gone now. But I think this has been quite a remarkable season for Peter Bendix and his staff, for Clayton McCullough and his staff. Certainly there are things to learn from both sides of it, but in totality, like, it is September 22nd. It's September 22nd. Keeps going. And here they are playing meaningful baseball. Oh. Yeah. I liked it better when Mervis was here, so I had to hear about all this. Again, just prove us right. But like, Edward Cabrera has been out. They've scored more runs this season than the Padres, than the Astros, than the Giants, who spent big money, than the Rangers, who they just swept. Matt Mervis did contribute to some of those runs in the first like month of the season before he stopped being able to hit a baseball.
I believe they was talking about him as an MVP. Far be it from me to say.
They. Who's they?
Yeah. Well, a lot of pundits. A lot of pundits.
Hmm.
The Bob Nightingales, the Gammons, the Mishes.
Appel, but what I think, as good as this season has been, credit to the Marlins, kudos to them, everything you said, I'm on board with. But I think what fans, frustrated fans like myself, want to know is who are they committed to? And I know we've spoken about like their core and how it feels once again like you kind of have a couple guys
you got players,
that you can
yeah.
build around. But the question is, will they commit to them? And I think that's what I want to know, because, okay, fine, I'll bite on this season. All right, I'll bite on McCullough. You know I'm a Bendix guy for no reason. I just like him. But who are they committed to? Who do you think they commit to long-term?
I think Yuri Perez. I think Kyle Stowers. I think Augustin Ramirez. And I think Jacob Marcy has played himself into that category this year in the 2 months that he's been around. I mean, his OPS is still up above 900. I talked about how Johnston has stepped up in Stowers' absence. I'm not sure they're able to put together this type of run if Jacob Marcy is not playing at the level he is. And one step further, I mean, Sandy's been so good the back half of the season too, especially here down the stretch in his last handful of starts. Craig Mish has said that he expects Sandy Alcantara to be on the team to begin next season. Obviously, things can change. I would imagine they will try to run it back with this group and maybe an addition or two going into the regular season next year. It's hard not to get excited about the young guys that are here. And if I understand the wait and see mentality, this team and organization deserves that at this point. But the way that Bruce Sherman has invested in things involved on the baseball side, but not necessarily like that you're going to see come to fruition immediately as far as like player acquisition in the majors, because they're still, you know, bargain hunting and using their algorithms to find guys, and it's worked well for them this year. But he's invested a lot in the infrastructure of the organization, and if some of that money is put into signing a player or two in free agency that can really help this team and put them in a spot where we're not talking, what a great story is, they're four games out of the wild card on September 22nd. Hopefully they make a couple of moves that put them in a spot where they were like 2023, where they're trying to clinch the last week of the season, and not just talking about, hey, what a fun story this is, that they might be able to make a push here late.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.